Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. Today we're going to talk about an upcoming change to the AGLCA website that has some effects on our members, so we want to make sure that we do a good job of communicating what those will be. The guest today, or my co-host is probably a better way to say it, is Janice Cromer, our Member Services Director. But before we jump into the topic at hand, I do want to take a moment, as I always do, and recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. And as always, we encourage all of our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And with that out of the way, let me bring Janice on. Hey, Janice. Let's see if we can get her on. Hey, Janice.
Good morning, everyone, or whenever you're listening to this broadcast. Hi, Kim, and thanks for having me with you today.
Yes, thanks for joining me. So we're going to talk about the new website platform. So where do you think we should start?
Well, I think the basic question is we're scheduled to cut over Monday morning, which will be November 23rd, I believe. What just is going to happen on Monday? What can we expect as members?
Basically, what's happening is we are moving the greatloop.org website from one host and platform that we've been using for quite some time to a new provider. And we've decided to make that change because the provider actually is a much better fit with what we do. They are a host and website platform designed specifically for member-based associations. So it's a great fit with us, and it brings some advantages for our members, and it also corrects some issues that we've been having for quite some time with some of our benefits on the old website. So I think it's going to be a very positive change for our membership.
Well, I can tell the members out there, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. But can you tell me why you're making such a great and wonderful effort to notify members?
Well, the biggest effect this will have on members is that their existing username and password is no longer going to work. They're going to have to set up a new one for the new website. So that's really the primary reason we're doing everything we can to try and get the word out about that. Because we want people to understand that and not go to greatloop.org and try to log in and find out that they can't.
Okay. When they go to greatloop.org on Monday, what will they see and what will happen?
The actual website itself will not look very different than what you see today. We tried to not do a whole lot of changes right off the bat to navigation because we want it to be as easy and familiar for people as possible. But what they will have to know and what they will have to do that's a little bit different is you need to look for an email that will go out to all members on Monday morning. It will be coming from America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, and it will give you some details about the new system that are important, but most importantly, it will include a temporary username and password for you for accessing the site. So that's really what you're going to need immediately on Monday morning to be able to access the members-only areas of the greatloop.org website.
So if you don't have that email, or if it's gone into your junk folder and you don't know to look for it, what do we do?
Well, actually, that's a great point. Let me start by saying if you do not see it in your inbox, please check your junk or spam folder because it's certainly possible that it will land there. It's coming from a different server than you're used to seeing for AGLCA emails, so your email may try to flag it as junk. So you certainly want to check for that if you don't see it. If it's not in your junk mail folder either, then the best option for you is to shoot us an email or give us a call. Email is probably going to be the quickest way to respond because the key piece of information that you're going to need is really that username. So Janice, you're probably the best person for them to email.
Yes, definitely.
Would you?
Jay Cromer.
Why don't you tell people the best way to reach you?
Okay, I would prefer email. My email address is J Cromer, and that's K R O M as in Mary, E R, at greatloop.org. I'm pretty sure I can look up your username. This is all new to all of us, and unfortunately, we can only do limited testing. And until we go live, a lot of this will be new to us. So, you know, we ask for your patience. We're going to work through every issue you have, and it'll be an adventure. And as loopers, we all love adventures, so we're looking forward to it. But I'm sure it'll work really well. What is the first thing we need to know after that username and password?
What we'd like you to do when you go to the website, there is a login button at the upper right. Click on that. Use the username and password that came to you in email. The first thing the system is going to require you to do is to change that password. That is just a temporary password for you to use to access the site. So that's the very first thing you're going to want to do. The next thing you may want to do is change your username, which can be done through your profile area, which we'll go into in just a moment. But the username can be changed to either the same thing that you used previously at greatloop.org, or if it's time for a change for you on that, you can pick whatever username you'd like. It does have to be unique, though. So if there is someone else that has already picked a particular username, for example, we have several boats that are named Blue Heron. If the username has already been picked by somebody else, you're going to have to choose a variation on that. So that is one of the things you can do. Once you're logged in, the login button in the upper right is going to change to actually say your name. So to get to the member profile area, you are going to click on your name. It's going to drop down to show you a menu, and you're going to click on your profile. It's within that profile, there's several options, and we are going to these are going to be showing on the screen, some of these screenshots, basically, while you're listening. If you're listening to this on the website, the blogtalkradio.com/AGLCA site, you will see the screenshots rotating of what we're talking about. So we're going to talk a little bit right now about the member profile page. This is kind of the key to maintaining the details of your membership. So we encourage you to visit this right away. Under personal info, you can check out your contact info. We encourage you to check that and to make sure that everything is set up properly in terms of your address. We want to make sure that we can contact you when needed. So this is a great opportunity to make sure that the details AGLCA has on you are correct. The other thing that this package does much better than our previous provider is maintain membership information for couples. We know that most of our members are couples, and this website enables them to essentially have two people connected to the same membership. So we do encourage you to go in and add your spouse or significant other to the proper fields in the contact information. This will enable them to also get emails from us. It will enable them to get emails from the forum, the Daily Digest, and it will also make it much simpler if you're signing up for an AGLCA event, because it will recognize the two people on the membership and help you to sign up more efficiently for the two of you. So that's certainly one thing to check out. Other things on that member profile page, as I mentioned, the username and password change, is there's a link for that on the main profile page under website. This keeps full financial history on you, so you can see what transactions you've made, what you've purchased in the past, what events you signed up for, and things like that. And this is also a page where you can control your settings on the discussion forum, and we'll go into some detail on that in a moment. But the other thing I do want to point out about this particular page, the member profile page, there's a user's manual available to you right on that page. There's a link to download that. There are also some kind of how-to videos that help you learn how to update your membership profile. So there's some resources built in for you to figure out how to do all this. And the other thing I would like to point out, near the top of that membership profile page, there is a link to download your membership card. We do get a lot of requests for that, and that is inherent in this system. So you can click on that and download the membership card, and there's instructions there as well. There is also write in that membership summary information on when you joined, when you last renewed, and what your current expiration date is. And that's something that's not available in our current system, and we get lots of requests for when does my membership expire. So that's all there for you now, and I think those are going to be some really nice improvements for our members.
I'm looking forward to it. I think I'll get a lot. I know we got very, very often people wanted to know when they joined, and it's great that the system can show them that.
So what I'd like to do next, I think, is kind of just tell you a little bit about how you'll find some other things on the site that you may be looking for. As I said, the navigational structure, we really tried not to change significantly at first so that it should be familiar to people. But on the homepage, one of the neat new features is a scrolling feed of some of the member blogs. It's not all of them, but it's a few of them. So that's, you'll see that on the homepage. But the homepage is really your navigational link to the features on the site. The main thing I want to point out on the homepage for members is that if you click on Resources, which is the second button from the left on the navigation bar, that is really where most of your membership benefits can be found. And I'm going to dive into that a little bit more detail in a moment. But the other links there, the membership directory brings you to a very robust membership directory, leaps and bounds ahead of anything we've been able to do before. And through your profile, and through this package, you also have control over what is shown in the membership directory. So on that profile page, we also encourage you to visit the link called Standard Member Directory, and you can pick and choose what pieces of your information you share in the membership directory. But one of the really nice things about this is that it's constantly up to date. So as new members are added, they're automatically in that directory. We think you'll really like that. We also want to point out that the membership directory has some search features, and we have already requested some customization on that so that you can search by boat name and a few other things that are unique to AGLCA. That hasn't been released yet. We are expecting it in the next couple of months, but we do recognize that many of you want to be able to search by boat name, and that is coming soon. There's also a link on the homepage directly to the forum. That is one area that I think our members are going to see some, I don't want to call them significant changes, but the biggest differences you will see in this package are going to be on the forum. We've done some announcements about this on the existing forum, but the main change is that there will be very few categories, if you will, very few different sections where you post. Right now we have a very complicated structure, and because of that, most members end up just posting to the general category anyway. So essentially what you have is a general category, and you'll use the subject line in your post to kind of identify the topic of that thread. Another neat thing that I really like about the new directory is that you can basically create a message that is just essentially an emoticon. So you can give somebody a thumbs up, just kind of saying you liked their post without actually having to take the time to write a message. So a couple neat features like that. We are currently doing the classified ads through the forum. So it's a different forum, but it's right there on the forum page. So that's another thing you can check out. The settings for everything in the forum you can set up from your profile page, so you can decide whether you want a daily digest or whether you want individual emails for each posting. The default is that everyone is set up to receive a daily digest. And one of the bigger changes that I think is going to take some adjusting for many of our members is that the daily digest will not necessarily be coming in the early morning hours as it does now. Our new provider load balances those emails. And they do that in part to help ensure reliability and deliverability of those messages. And if you follow the Daily Digest, you probably have had some delivery issues in the past months. That's one of the major issues that we're trying to correct with this change. So while many of you are used to sitting down with your morning coffee and reading that digest, you can obviously still do that, but the digest may have been delivered to you the evening before or the afternoon before. So something to keep in mind. And we can certainly answer questions you may have about that. We realize that that's kind of a detriment for some people on their routine, but we really think ensuring that you get the digest is the most important thing. When it comes is important, but it's kind of secondary to ensuring that it actually arrives, and this was the best way we could find to ensure that. So that's kind of the highlights of the forum. We also have areas directly linked from that homepage for sponsor information, for event information and signups, and on Monday when the site goes live, registration for the fall rendezvous will be open. So you can register
spring
for that
rendezvous.
Through there.
Yeah.
You know, I keep doing that. I've been doing that consistently. It is the spring rendezvous coming up. That is happening in May 2nd through 5th, again in Norfolk, Virginia. All the details will be on the website on Monday. You can also purchase Burgies and some books through the Ship Store link. There is a blogs link, and members can set up a blog through this site. That's something we're going to be highlighting and spending some more focus on once it's released, so more to come on that. There's a documents link on that homepage, which brings you to the current issue of the Great Loop Link newsletter, as well as back issues and other important documents that you may need. And then there's a photo albums area, which currently houses pictures of rendezvous and other things that members have submitted. And that's another thing we may eventually expand to allow members to kind of have their own photo album there and store their own photos relevant to the loop. And, of course, we've got our frequently asked questions as well. So lots of stuff on the homepage. Most of it is one click away, as I mentioned. The one page that requires additional clicks is going to be that resources page. And that isn't a members-only page, and that's something I just want to take a brief moment. It's one of the slides that is rotating if you're watching this via the web or listening via the web and seeing the screen rotation. But that members-only page, the resources page, is what links you to many of the benefits of being a member. So once you're on that page, you'll see a link to your account where you can update. That brings you right to your profile page that we talked about before. There's a link to the classified ads, which, as we mentioned, are in the same area as the forums. Member discounts, publications, useful links, you'll find it all on that resources page. So if you're a member, once you've familiarized yourself with the site and checked your profile, the page you're going to go to most frequently is this resources page, and that's where you'll find harbor host information, links to the live feed of the member blogs and websites that's been on our site for a while, the cost of looping calculator, really everything you need is right here. Another neat feature is that through the Get Involved link here, you can sign up through the site to be a harbor host we're eventually going to expand that, but right now I think the two choices are to be a harbor host or to join our speakers bureau, which we rely on when we get requests from small to medium-sized groups around the country to send a speaker about the Great Loop. We rely on our speakers bureau to go out to a local event and share their experiences. So keep in mind, most of what you're looking for is probably under that resources tab. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, what you'll find.
I would just like to add, Beth McHugh, who works with us for years now, has done a great job writing on kind of like an instruction manual for how to find things on the web page. You'll find that in the documents library, and I believe it's just called web page instructions. So if you get lost and you need help, try that first. And if you still can't find something, just let us know and we'll help you.
Right. And as Janice said, she's kind of your primary contact for issues with the website. Her information, again, email is her preferred method, and that is jcromer, K-R-O-M-E-R, @greatloop.org. You can also reach out to me, and I'm happy to help where I can. My email address is krusso, that's K-R-U-S-S-O, @greatloop.org. And my direct line is 843-879-5030. I do want to say we have extensively tested this package. It's just the way the package is oriented, it's difficult to test it with the actual and real member data without messing with your accounts, if you will. So we've added some test members. We've done extensive testing, but when Janice kind of mentioned that there was some testing that we couldn't really do until live, that's related to your actual member accounts. But we feel confident that the transition will go well, but it is change. And we know that everybody is not always comfortable with change. We are that way ourselves. But, again, we'll do anything we can to help you through the transition. I think you'll really find that the changes are minimal once you get used to what you're looking at. Janice, do you have any other thoughts or comments on what people might need to know as of Monday morning?
Not really. Just that, you know, I prefer email. I don't mind phone calls. My direct number is 843-879-5040. And again, just, you know, I probably dislike change more than anybody in the world, and I'm liking the new webpage, so I think we're going to do fine. It does involve computers, and we are scheduled to go live on Monday morning. If anything goes wrong, I am sure Kim will put a message in the discussion forum, the current discussion forum. And again, you know, we welcome your phone calls or emails if you need help.
Right. I'm going to take one brief moment to play a message from one of our sponsors, and then we'll just come back and wrap up and close the show. Be back in a minute.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by Skipper Bob Guides? Its mile-by-mile format is a great planning tool and essential at the helm. On the most popular routes and side trips, Skipper Bob covers preparation, navigation, bridges and locks, and the best places to visit. Skipper Bob Guides are updated each year, and its website keeps you current with navigation alerts and cruising news. To check it out, go to skipperbob.net. Skipper Bob is a proud Admiral sponsor of AGLCA.
And with that, I think we're about finished for today. Janice, thank you so much for joining me and helping me get this information out to our members.
And everybody stay well and safe cruising.
Yeah, we look forward to your feedback about the site. Let us know what you think, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.